do all the guys in the band have a similar sort of influences, or do you come from different points?
You know, we have things that connect us, but we definitely, everybody's varied, that's for sure, man. You know, but we're all definitely, we love 80s metal. I mean, all of us, 70s rock, 80s metal. You know,
that's how varied.
How varied?
How varied,
oh, it goes pretty far now, especially with Jason, our new singer, man. He's you know, it's a fun thing with, again, he's turning me on to bands I've never, ever heard of, and I can't even pronounce.
Right.
How do you know this, man? I can't even say this
thing. The ones with the logos you can't read.
Read the logo, and I'm like, how do you know this, man? But it's fun, you know, we all have that kind of thing. I think Stevie, our bass player, is more classic dude. He's always been, like, you know, a very strong Beatles influence kind of guy. Mike, our drummer, is very... just any kind of 80s screaming hair metal band, that's his thing. You know,
like my kind of guy,
us all singing as high as you can. Way too high for a man with testicles.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Lycra works really well, yeah.
So, and I'm always like, you know, I like to listen to new stuff, and that's the thing about Jason's great. I like to, you know, just anything and everything, but it never gets old. I mean, especially on the bus, and again, we're on tour, these guys, Fozzy, man. And so Chris does, he does the radio show, and like, every night he's DJing on the back of that bus.
Really? I mean, so what sort of things are you listening to now? What new,
you know, I like the new record, you know, the new Stone Sour that just came out. I'm rocking on to that. You know, I'm getting into it. There's a couple of new records that came out same day as ours. So that one, for the most part, you know, they didn't have a real record. Of course, I love those guys from Texas. Just to name a few, man. I mean, I still go to my classics, man. I can't lie. I listen to Pantera like every day on a religious basis. I do, man.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I keep going back to the same things all the time. One thing that strikes me, I mean, you the record label you're on.
Alan Kovac.
Alan Kovac and a certain Frank.
Nikki Six.
Yeah,
right?
That's the dude.
It's weird. He's like kind of my boss in a sense, right?
Yeah.
Nikki Six is your go-to guy.
I was going to say, it's one of those. He's sort of got... what's it like having him as a boss? Or does it not work that way?
Nah, he's definitely a part of it. I mean, we you know, converse with Alan more so than anything.
Yeah.
We see Nikki every now and then, and I definitely keep up with him, you know, phone and all that, text and all that stuff. Nah, it's just great, man. You know, it took a while because in the back of your head, you're like, Nikki Six. I'm sitting down with Nikki Six. But at the same time, you know, you're trying to get your band to move forward and label-wise as well. So you have to, like... when it's time to work, you have to, you know, put business first, and but the back of your head, you're always screaming, "This is Nikki Six, what am I doing?" But now we have a good relationship.
How much impact does he... a very difficult question for you to answer, so I appreciate it. But how much influence does he have on the label? Is he involved, or is it more of a sort of...
I think he's a little bit more of a silent partner, unless you sit down with him. Alan is like our go-to proactive guy, but we do see him, we come across Nikki a lot. And he always has something positive to say. And like, the guy's been in it for so long.
Yeah.
So every time I see him, there's always something I pick up from him and learn from him. You know, he's spread his wings now. He's got the radio shows and clothing line. And he's taking it even further. So he's definitely an influence.
Yeah.
And he's a great dude just all around. He's a really great guy, you know.
It's really weird because I sort of ended up late into crew.
Yeah, you got some
bases. Well, I kind of got it and went... And then I really got into it, and you think, it's just great pop music. And then you find out stuff, and you go, one of the bands that made him want to do it is the same band that made me want to do it.
Yeah, nuts, right?
And it's really crazy, and you sort of got, so someone who actually works with him, and it's amazing.
Yeah, they're great. Their show is awesome, and I have to give those guys credit too, because they've been in for a long time, but they pride themselves on having a big, massive show. I don't know what it's like over in the UK, because I'm playing on all rental gear. I don't know how much big show they can bring, but in the States, man, they got fire and lasers. They have the whole show, and
we won't get that here.
But I love it. You know, it's been, you know, the thing that makes it great is the fans. It doesn't matter the venue, and I'm playing in front of monitors with holes poked in it. Thing's like 50 years. But it's a good feeling, though. It's bringing from the
camera. That's a very, very retro feeling, though.
Oh, so y'all came and saw Fozzy and Soil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Puddle of Mud.
Well, I hope... Oh, it's Puddle of Mud. That's right. He came over Puddle of Mud. Yeah, we had some... Like I said, we had some really great times. We had some really bad times. But I'll always, you know, be grateful for the good times. And we did a lot of great things together.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we did our time together, ran our course.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be proud of that. And I think, you know, he probably needed that break from them, and I think they're probably in a better place as well, and back where he belongs. And I'm looking forward to hearing new stuff from them as well. You know, I've always been a fan of his voice, so I have nothing bad to say at all. you know. Well, I mean, no. I can bring up some bad stories and times, but that's isolated incident.
But it's not.
It's an isolated thing. It's not like a life thing, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, I respect them. I respect all those guys. It's a rock and roll community.
So, what's the best thing about being in German Pool right now?
The best thing right now, you know, I love the new songs. And but over here in the UK, we're playing, like you'll see tonight, we're playing almost the whole Sinner record.
Right.
And every night, it's like, you know, I came here 12 years ago playing this record, and it makes me feel like the first day I came over here. It makes me feel 12 years younger, I guess. That's what it makes me feel like.
It's always good.
So are you a fan of Fozzy? Were you a fan
of Fozzy? Yeah, definitely. You know, we played shows with them before, some shows in the States, just radio shows and stuff, but this is the first time we're really getting to hang out. You know, Chris and I got a good relationship. You know, I stay in touch with him all the time. It's weird, too, to be friends with like somebody like Chris. But, you know, he's a lover of music, man. It's what he loves.
You're a wrestling fan, then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we did WrestleMania 18 back in 2001, and we've already had a great relationship with them ever since.
Yeah. And, so, and what was that like playing WrestleMania?
Oh, man, that was the only, you know, people ask, do you ever get nervous getting on stage? And that was one of the very few times where I was really legitimately nervous.
Yeah.
But the thing about it wasn't just the fact that we're playing the Sky Dome in front of like 60,000 people, whatever it was. It was the fact that it was being aired across the whole earth, and how many people were watching, like millions of people watching this, and it's live. And if you hit the wrong note, you say the wrong thing, you're
Most people listening to music can't hear if you hit the wrong note.
They
can't
tell.
Honestly, they can't tell, but you can.
But you know, so I was, it was one of the few times I was kind of nervous.
Have the crowd been fandangoing?
What's that?
Have the crowd been fandangoing?
You've
seen the wrestler Fandango. They've got a new craze where they sing his entrance theme, and Jerry goes in a feud with him at the minute. So I thought maybe the crowds have been doing it on the tour, but maybe not.
I haven't seen all that.
Thing I've seen.
Quite brave. Really, I've seen it. There's not many people.
Like, he knows the moves. Like, I know somebody was messing when we were out at a club one night. Somebody was just kind of playing around with him, and he totally. And I was like, don't mess with him. He knows how to. He knows how to wrestle.
But thank you, CJ. That's great. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no. Brilliant.